Hello.
My name is Tamara. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am, this is her.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had filed a new claim, opened up a new claim yesterday online. So they
Okay.
told me to give you some more call in order to complete everything else with it.
Okay, may I have your social, please?
420-39-8885.
420-39-8885.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you verify your name, please?
Shanika Smith.
Do you have a middle initial?
N.
Date of birth, please?
June 30, 1992.
Your mother's maiden name.
Bill.
And can you verify your driver license number, please?
1022-1047.
Thank you, ma'am. And what state is that?
Alabama.
Thank you. Okay. Righty. You are female. You are a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
You do not have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English.
No, ma'am, I don't.
English your preferred language?
English, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, thank you. And you did provide, you verified your driver license. And if you approve of benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, ma'am?
I would get the prepaid Avantia card because with the Wells Fargo account that I had on file,
Yes, ma'am.
it's not at the moment, so I just do the prepaid card.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I see you have started it on here, your claim. And could you please verify your mailing address?
69 Snow Drive, Greenville, Alabama, 36037.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. The phone number you have on file, can you verify that, please?
334-210-0605.
And I see you have an email address. Could you verify that, please?
ShanikaSmith17@gmail.com.
Thank you. I'm verifying your mailing address you have on file is 69 Snow Drive, Greenville, Alabama, 36037. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits, and I will be asking you some randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1215 Downing Mill Road, 1761 South Tallahassee Street, 2185 Tabernacle Road, or 250 Crosby Lane?
250 Crosby Lane.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1308 Eldorado Drive, 177 Pool Road, 2813 Josephine Street, or 664 Lanier Street? Or you never been a
177 Road.
pool? Okay, thank you. What color is your 2001 Yamaha XV1 XV600? Beige, red, silver, or white?
That's the car you got. I have a Lexus.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'll mark. I have never been associated with this vehicle, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
you. Okay.
So, ooh.
Okay, I see here you had did your questionnaire. Did you file for receive benefits in another state? You filled all of this out. And your last day of work again?
Was the November? I pushed the wrong day. It was November the It was that Friday after Thanksgiving.
Which would have been, what is that, the 26th of November? I'm going to check.
Yes, ma'am.
The 25th of, it's on a Friday, the 25th would have been the 25th.
Okay. And, well,
yes.
Let me make sure. I want to make my face. Okay. What's the week after that Friday, the week after the 26th?
The week after the 25th would have been the last week in November, and that would have been on a Wednesday, which would have been the 30th of November.
Okay, it was the 30th, so I think it was around about the first. It was that Friday. It was around, I think, the 2nd, if I'm mistaken. Yeah,
the second of December.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have 12/2/2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I see you answered all the questions, ma'am. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? I see you answered. You did all of those. Okay. Okay, and home health aide was your job title?
Yes, ma'am. I'm with Addis. I work 6 hours a week. We make $9 an hour, so with the gross pay of that would be $54.
No, ma'am, they needed your I see you got Circle K Stores Incorporated.
Yeah, that was. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I see you have the phone number. You did all of this. Your employment start date and everything green. Okay, you did. Okay. And the reason you're no longer working was lack of work.
Yes, ma'am. And
okay.
I also texted her about two days ago and asked her, can I come back to work since it was so slow? And she said, no, ma'am. So I told her I'm just going to keep all the text messages just in case whenever they call from my government if they need it. So
yes, ma'am. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. And Brooklyn, yes. Okay. Then did you receive the PIN number?
I set up one, and they told me the one that I set up from the beginning would be the one I used to file everything.
Okay. Well, I did what you required was to change the date that you were your last day of work, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you also know what your, did you do your updated resume on file?
Updated resume?
Yes, ma'am. Because the requirements, the unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center Systems. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am. So, you want to get to your website? Cause
I got the website.
Okay.
But I just the career center. Cause I think she did.
Okay.
She did do the resume for me, and she had printed out one, and I just get her to reprint it back out so I can upload it.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know to call your weekly claims in Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. And you already did your certification, so. And you should receive your booklet in the mail in about 7 days. That's the unemployment booklet that will explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So you have completed. Oh, I have made your changes that you require. Ma'am.
I'm sorry, boo. And once I call it in with me working back with Addis, just report the gross wages of what I make, like the $54, right, every time I file. Just report the $54.
What if it has that on your, when you go calling your claim, ma'am, you report whatever.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was trying to figure. Yeah, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So, do you have any other questions? Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. With that, you have a great day. Yes, ma'am. You do the same.
Okay.